主耶稣大概大约三十岁出来传福音。
Jesus Christ went out to preach the gospel at about 30 years of age.
那我们印象很深刻，当他遇见门徒的时候，主耶稣呼召他们说：“来跟随我。”
And we have a deep impression of the time when he went and told his disciples to come and follow me.
那其实也曾经有人，他们主动的要跟随主耶稣。
And there were also those who voluntarily, actively went and to pursue after and follow Christ.
但是主耶稣却没有说：“好，那你们来跟从我。”
But Jesus Christ did not necessarily tell them, "Yes, come and follow me."
其中有一个例子，主耶稣叫他说：“你回家。”
Rather, there was even one example where Jesus Christ told them to go home.
并不是主耶稣不喜欢他。
And it wasn't that Jesus Christ didn't like him.
也不是主耶稣认为说他帮不上忙。
And it wasn't that he felt that this man couldn't help his ministry.
乃是主耶稣借这一件事情，对那一个人，对我们今天都有很好的提醒。
But rather, his story gave us an important lesson today.
我们请看路加福音第八章。
Let's look at the book of Luke, chapter 8.
路加福音八章三十九节。
Luke, chapter 8, verse 39.
主耶稣说：“你回家去，传说神为你所做何等大的事。”他就去满城里传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事。
Verse 39, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you." And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him.
这个人是恳求主耶稣说，让我跟你同在。
This man was one who begged Jesus Christ that he might stay with him.
但是主耶稣却对他说，打发他回去说，你回家。
But instead, Jesus Christ sent him away, saying to return to his own house.
或许这个人他是有一个非常甜美的家。
Perhaps this person has a very sweet home.
他应该回到他甜美的家。
And so he should return to his sweet home.
或许因为这个人的遭遇让他的家已经失去了那个甜美。
But perhaps his circumstances also made his house not very sweet.
所以他应该回去再去建设那个甜美的家。
So he should return home and rebuild that home into a sweet home.
这个人到底他有什么遭遇？
And so what exactly did this man meet?
为什么主耶稣叫他说你要回家？
And why did he tell him to go home?
我们请看马可福音第五章。
Sorry, what was his calling? Let's look at Mark chapter 5.
马可福音第五章第一节。
Mark chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，他们来到海那边格拉森人的地方。
Verse 1, then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of Gadarenes.
这是主耶稣他刻意的到那里去。
This was Jesus Christ intentionally coming over to the other side.
主耶稣为了爱我们，有时候他会刻意的来做一些事情。
And because of Christ's love for us, sometimes he purposely does things.
第二节，耶稣一下船就有一个被污鬼附着的人从坟茔里出来迎接着。
And when he came out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit.
原来主耶稣刻意的要来就近这一个被鬼附着的人。
So actually, he came to this place purposely to save this man who had an unclean spirit.
这个人需要主耶稣。
Because this man needed Jesus Christ.
因为他所过的生活，他的遭遇。需要主耶稣。
Because the life that he lived and what he encountered made him need Jesus Christ.
他没有办法帮助自己。
And he was unable to help himself.
别人也没有办法帮他。
And no one was also able to help him.
他有家，但是他不能住在家里。
And so he had a home, but he couldn't live in this home.
第三节，那人常住在婚姻里，没有人能捆住他，就是用铁链也不能。
Who had his dwelling among tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains.
第四节，因为人屡次用脚镣和铁链捆锁他，铁链竟被他挣断了，脚镣也被他弄碎了。
Because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him.
这个人他会应该会伤害人。
So this person was probably one that would often harm other people.
所以人家才会想要把他捆绑起来。
That's why people wanted to tie him up.
但是他有很奇怪的力气， 人家没有办法捆绑他。
But because of his supernatural strength, no one could tame him.
啊，所以他到那个没有人，平常没有人去的地方婚姻，啊，这个是大家所愿意的。
So that's why he went himself to live in the tombs where nobody was willing to live.
啊，第五节。
Verse 5.
他昼夜常在婚姻里和山中喊叫，又用石头砍自己。
And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones.
啊，他不但会伤害别人，他还也会伤害自己。
So he not only would hurt other people, he would also hurt himself.
他没有办法控制自己。
Because he couldn't control himself.
那周遭的人也没有办法来控制他。
And the people around him were also unable to control him.
有时候我们并不一定 是需要被鬼附着，我们才 会有这样的生活。
Sometimes we don't necessarily need to be bothered by an evil spirit to have this kind of life.
啊，有时候我们也是会伤害到周遭的人，也会伤害自己。
Sometimes we will also hurt the people around us as well as ourselves.
所以这个人需要主耶稣，我们也需要主耶稣。
So this man needed Jesus Christ, but we also need Jesus Christ.
啊，第八节。
Verse 8.
主耶稣曾吩咐他说：“乌鬼啊，从这个人身上出来吧。”
For he said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit."
啊，主耶稣的能力胜过撒旦的能力。
Here Jesus Christ's power overcame and surpassed the power of Satan.
啊，主耶稣让这一个人从这个魔鬼的这种折磨里头释放出来。
So the man was able to be released from the hold of Satan.
十五节。
Verse 15.
他们来到耶稣那里，看见那被鬼附着的人，就是从前被群鬼所附的，坐着穿上衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。
Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid.
有主耶稣在的地方就会有主耶稣的作为。
So where there is Jesus Christ will be Jesus Christ's miracles and workings.
主耶稣最大的作为之一就是医治人，让人得自由。
And one of his greatest works is to heal people and allow them to be freed.
这个人本来他没有办法安静。
In the past, this man wasn't able to be quiet.
他会喊叫。
Because he would yell.
他会伤害自己。
He would hurt himself.
他现在能够安静下来。
But now he is able to quiet himself down.
他心里明白过来。
And his conscience was returned.
他就看到自己不对的不好的地方。
And he saw where he was wrong and where he was not good.
所以他就穿上了衣服。
And so he put on his clothes.
他恢复了那个应该有的生活的形象。
And he returned to his right mind and lifestyle.
他领受了主耶稣的恩典。
And he accepted God's grace.
他要感谢主耶稣的恩典。
And he wanted to thank Jesus Christ for his grace.
所以他愿意跟着主耶稣来服侍主耶稣。
That's why he begged him that he might be with him.
但是主耶稣叫他说：“你回家去。”
But rather, Jesus Christ said, "Go home."
你有一个温暖甜蜜的家。
You have a sweet home.
或许你已经破坏了那个家，你要回去再把它恢复。
Perhaps in the past you have broken that household, but you must return and return it into its sweet condition.
你要让家里的人知道在你身上所发生的事情。
And you have to let your friends and your family know what happened to you.
这样的人，他应该是过去家人的一个痛。
This kind of person probably brought his family pain in the past.
但是现在他要成为家人的一个祝福。
But now he has to become the blessing of the family.
因为他已经遇到了主耶稣。
Because he has seen Jesus Christ.
因为他已经得着了主耶稣的释放，主耶稣的帮助。
And has obtained the freedom and help of Jesus Christ.
为什么主耶稣这样强调着你回家？
And so why did Jesus Christ emphasize to go home?
这给我们一个很好的提醒。
This actually gives us a very good reminder.
无论我们有在多么重要的事情，我们不可以忽略我们的家。
No matter what important things we might have to do, the most important thing is the family.
无论我们有多么的忙碌，我们不要忽略我们的家。
And no matter how busy we are, we must not neglect our family.
无论我们过去对我们家庭是造成怎样的影响，我们还是不可以忽略我们的家。
And no matter what kind of influence we've had on our household before, we must not neglect our home.
虽然这个人过去是家里的痛，现在他已经不是了。
And so even though in the past he was the pain of the family or the household, now it's no longer so.
他现在他已经认识了主耶稣的恩典。
Because he has understood the grace of God.
所以我们基督徒，我们第一要去关心，要去开拓的是我们的家。
So as Christians, the first thing we must expand and open up is our household.
我们常常有很多的努力，但是我们忽略了我们的家。
Oftentimes we have a lot of efforts in various ways and functions, but we often neglect the home.
很多基督徒都是很努力的要为主耶稣来传福音。
And many Christians strive hard and put in many efforts to preach the gospel.
纵然有时候我们遇到陌生的人，我们也想办法的要来向他传福音。
And so that even when we meet strangers, we want to preach the gospel to them.
但是不要忽略了，我们第一个要开拓的地方是我们的家。
But don't forget that the first place you must pioneer and expand is our own home.
我们很容易的去关心我们周遭的人。
It's really easy for us to be concerned about the people around us.
但是主耶稣说，回家吧，你要先关心的是你的家人。
But here Jesus Christ said, go home, because you must first be concerned with your home.
家一定一在一直以来都是神所看重的一个单位，一个地方。
Because the home and the family was always something that Jesus Christ looked upon as highly as a unit.
为什么挪亚他是一个伟大的人物。
And why was Noah such a great character?
因为他得着了他全家的人。
Because he was able to save his whole entire household.
他全家的人都进入了方舟。
And his whole household entered into the ark.
今天我们至少要赢得我们全家的人。
And so today we must at the very least win the whole family into Christ.
当哥尼流邀请彼得到他家里来。
So when Cornelius invited Peter to his home.
他全家人都等在那里。
His whole entire household was there waiting.
这个哥尼流得到天使的指示，他可以进一步的来认识神的恩典。
And so when Cornelius understood the grace and the gospel from the angels,
他首先想到的就是他家里的人。
The first thing he thought of when he received this revelation was his family.
使徒行传十六章讲到禁足一家人都领受了救恩。
And Acts also describes about another family that was saved as a household.
所以第一个我们要关心要开拓的是我们的家庭。
So the first thing we must be concerned about and to expand is our family.
我们发现人生里头最重要的事情就是认识神，就是信仰。
Because the most important thing in life is to understand God and faith.
所以我们要想想我们家里的人有没有认识神，认识这个信仰。
So we have to think about whether the people in our family understand and know God and know their faith.
是的，他们可能常常听见我们在讲。
Yes, it must be that they have heard us talking about it.
但是我们有没有让他们看见？
But have we allowed them to see it in our lives?
我们家里的人不但在听，他更是在看。
Because more than just listening, they are looking at.
这个人或许可以传个信息，让家里的人知道说我已经好了。
And so this man was able to go and spread the news to his home that he was already cured.
虽然当时的资讯是不发达的，但是应该做得到。
Even though at the time the technology wasn't advanced yet, but it was still something that could have been done.
但是主耶稣要他回家，让他们看见。
But instead, Jesus Christ wanted him to physically go back to his home to allow his family to see what had been done.
我们常常说将主耶稣把它活出来。
And we often say to live Christ.
主耶稣本来就是存在的，就是活的。
Already in the beginning, Christ was living.
只是我们借着我们把它更加的彰显出来。
But Even more so, we have to live out Christ to manifest Him.
我们在很多地方感谢神，我们真的也活出了基督。
And in many areas, we thank God, and so we live Christ.
但是我们的家可能是我们最不容易活出基督的地方。
But it might be that our homes are where we have the most difficulty living out Christ.
我们很容易对别人很温柔，很有耐性。
Because it's often very easy for us to be very kind and patient to people around us.
但是我们常常对家里的人没有这种细心，没有这种耐性。
But to the people in our homes, we often lack that kind of patience.
也因为这样，这个是家。
And also because it is home.
所以有时候我们真的，甚至我们的青年，哇，对别人很 nice， 在家里对父母亲，哇，好 mean。
So that's why there are a lot of youth where maybe outside they're very nice, but at home they're very mean.
虽然家可以让我们这样子比较随性，但是其实这也是不对的。
And even though home allows us to be more careless, but that's also something that's not right.
尤其当我们的家的信仰需要被建立的时候，
And so when the faith of our families and households must be built up.
我们每一个人都应该在家里有美好的见证。
We must all bear wonderful testimonies for God in our lives.
我们在别人面前有见证，为什么在家里不能够有见证？
Because in front of other people we are able to have testimonies, but why is it that we're unable to bear testimony and live Christ at home?
别人看见你，跟你相处就很容易感觉到你是一个基督徒。
When other people interact with you outside, they're able to feel very strongly that you are a Christian.
那为什么在家里反而我们没有了那个基督徒的形象？
But why is it that instead at home we don't have the likeness of Christ?
所以主耶稣也是要这样对我们说：回家。
That's why Jesus Christ said to him, "Go home."
去建立一个美好的家。
To build a wonderful home.
在家里头。有见证
a sweet home so that there, you can be a testimony in your home.
如果我们每一个人都成为家，在家里头都成为见证
if each of us was a living testimony at home,
那么我们这个家一定会是一个甜美的家
I'm sure that the home would be a sweet home.
所以我们也常常问我们自己，我在家里有多少的见证
？So we have to often ask ourselves, how many testimonies do we have at home?
家里的人会因为我喜欢来教会吗
？Will our family members, because of me, enjoy coming to church?
家里的人会因为我而喜欢我们的信仰吗
？Will the family members, because of me, enjoy their faith?
主耶稣告诉这个人说，回去将你身上所发生的事情。来告诉家人。
And so Jesus Christ said to him, "Go home and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you."
我们都希望神的美好能够得到荣耀。
We all hope that God's miracles and good things can be glorified.
那家就是神得荣耀的地方。
And so the home is a place where God's glory must be glorified.
我们请看马可福音五章十九节。
And let's look at Mark chapter
第五章十九节。
Verse 5, verse 19.
十九节，耶稣不喜，却对他说：“你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做的是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。”
However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you, and how He has had compassion on you."
好的事情一定会。引人的注意
Good things will often attract people's attention.
这个人身上真的得到了一件美好的事情
And on this person, you can see a very wonderful thing.
主耶稣要他回家去，让家里的人注意到，也看见了
And so Jesus Christ wanted this man also to go home and allow other people to see what a miracle had been done on his life.
我们能不能让家里的人看到在我们身上的见证。
And so, can we allow other people in our family see God's testimony in our life?
每一次在学生灵恩会结束之后
，Every time after student spiritual convocation ends,
很多的父母亲会反映着他们的孩子回来，他们发现从他们身上看见了 神的作为。
Many parents will say marvel at how they can see God's transformation on their lives.
他们父母亲会家里的人会为了这样子来感谢神，来荣耀神。
And because they saw that transformation in their children, they will glorify God.
这就是为什么我们学生联会就是一个礼拜结束了之后要回家。
That's why after a week, the children must be sent home.
我们学生在教会里头这一个礼拜的努力，我们要回家去来荣耀神的名。
And so after a week of their efforts, the children must but go home to glorify God.
让家里成为一个荣耀神的地方。
So that the home may be a place where God is glorified.
所以我们想想看，在家里头，我们是成为头痛的人呢，还是让神得荣耀的？
So let's think about whether at home we are one that causes people headaches and pain, or whether one that glorifies God.
这是很实在的。我们在教会里头，在家里头，要成为一样的人。
Because in truth, we must be the same whether in church or at home.
所以主耶稣说：“你回家去。”
So Jesus Christ said, "Go home."
你现在已经全心全意的要信主耶稣，要跟随主耶稣。
Because you are already willing to turn and serve God with all your heart and mind.
你回到家里去，是不是仍然这样子
？So when you go home, shouldn't you do the same?
我们在教会里头是一个基督徒，在家里头也要是一个基督徒。
Because in church we are a Christian, but are we also a Christian at home?
我们在教会里头充满着爱，我们在家里头也要充满着爱。
And at church we are filled with love, but should not we?Also be filled with love at home.
我们不能够在这里有爱，回到家里是恨。
How can it be that at church we have love, but when we go home there's hate?
我们不能够在这里是一个圣徒，回到家里变成一个恶徒。
We can't just be Christians and followers of God at church and then be scoundrels at home.
行道当然是在教会里头要行道。
Because at church you have to, of course, obey the word.
但是最基本的行道在哪里？在家庭里头。
But where is the most basic place to obey the word? Of course, it's at home.
因为毕竟在教会的时间是比较少的。
Especially since the time you spend in church is significantly less.
很多的时候，绝大部分的时间是在家里。
And the majority of your time is spent at home.
所以主耶稣告诉这个人，你要回家去。
So that's why Christ said to the man, "Go home."
如果我们能够在家里跟在教会一样，那么我们的家是一个可以荣耀神的地方。
And so if we can be at home as we are at church, then our home can be a place to glorify God.
再请看马可福音五章二十节。
Let's look at Mark chapter 5 verse 20.
二十节，那人就走了，在底加坡利传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。
And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled.
那这一个人，他真的照主耶稣所说的，他回家了。
And so this man really did obey the word of Jesus Christ and go home.
回到他那温暖的家。
So he returned to that sweet home.
回去建立他那个美好的甜蜜的家。
And to rebuild that warm and sweet home.
这个并不会减少他对福音的传扬。
And this will not diminish what he wanted to achieve in preaching the gospel.
主耶稣并不是说你只要回家，你跟传福音的事情不需要有份。
Because Jesus Christ was not trying to say that you should just go home because you have no part in spreading the gospel.
其实家也是常常是我们传福音的一个重要的祭典。
Instead, the home is often the outpost of where you should be spreading the gospel.
所以这一个人不但告诉家里的人，他去告诉全村的人。
Because this man not only told his home and household, he also spread the word to the entire village.
这里说在他的故乡底加坡利，他传扬耶稣为他所做的事情。
Because this man in verse 20 began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him.
那里的人都知道这个家庭有耶稣的恩典。
And so all these people were able to know that he in this household had this grace.
那个地方的人都知道这个家庭有耶稣的见证。
And all of them in Decapolis were able to know and understand the testimony of God.
大家 想到这一个家庭，就会想到主耶稣的恩典。
And so when we were able to think of this home, they were able to think of God's and Christ's blessing.
我们很注重我们福音的传讲。
We often emphasize evangelism.
为了福音的广传，我们不要忽略了我们的家庭。
But for the sake of evangelism, don't neglect your family.
我们的家庭要好像一座的灯塔。
Because our home should be like a lighthouse.
我们的朋友跟我们接触的人，当他们想到信仰，他们会想到我们这个家庭。
So that when people think about faith, they can think about our homes.
这一个人，主耶稣说：“你回家去。”
And so for this man, Jesus Christ told him to go home.
这一个人对他的家庭不再是一个痛。
And so from then on, this person's home was no longer a pain.
这一个人是要成为家庭的一个祝福。
But rather, this man became a blessing to his family.
我们都可以成为我们家庭的祝福。
And we can all be blessings for our families.
因为我们都遇见了主耶稣。
Because we have all seen Jesus Christ.
他的家需要他这一个人。
And his home needed such a person.
一个已经尝了主耶稣恩典的人，
one who had already tasted the blessing of Christ，
一个已经立志要跟随主耶稣的人，
one who already had sworn to follow Christ，
一个已经有了正确信仰的人，
and one who already had the correct faith，
一个已经得到医治的人，
and one who has already healed，
一个身体灵性都已经健康的人，
and one who is healthy not only in physically but also in spiritually.
这是他家里的需要。
And so this was what his home needed.
同样的，我们每一个家庭也需要这样的人。
In the same way, each of our families need such a person.
所以让我们都努力的来成为这样的一个人。
So let's all strive hard to be such a person.
我们的家，因为我们有我们这样一个健康正确的人，我们的家变得更甜美。
So that because our home has such a right and correct person, our family and our house can be sweeter.
并不是因为我们能够怎么样。
It's not because we can do anything ourselves.
因为主耶稣已经刻意的来就近了我们。
Because Christ has already intentionally, purposefully come near us.
因为主耶稣已经怜悯了我们。
Because he has already forgiven and had compassion on us.
回家建设一个甜美的家。
So go home and build up a sweet home.
回家让我们的家成为传福音的一个祭典。
And so go home and let our homes be an outpost for the gospel.
当然主耶稣是很愿意说来跟从我。
Of course, Christ was very willing to say, come and follow me.
但是主耶稣更愿意我们在家里来过着一个基督化的家庭。
But even more so, Christ is willing that we go home and build up a godly family.
行道从家里开始。
Because obeying the word starts with our families.
这个传福音从家里开始。
And spreading the gospel starts with our families.
能够吸引人到主耶稣这里来，从家庭开始。
And attracting people to Christ starts with the family.
为了我们自己，为了我们的家人。
For the sake of not only ourselves, but also our families.
我们要来回家建设甜美的家。
We must go home and build up sweet homes.
我们要回家来维持我们这个甜美的家。
So we should go home to continue to have such a sweet home.
有更多甜美的家，这个教会就会是一个甜美的教会。
And with more sweet homes, our church will be a sweeter church.
我们一起再来唱一首诗，199首。
So let's all sing hymn 199.
天上那边的家乡，我先追。Okay. 上那边的家乡，耶稣回去吗？坐在宝座传翻译有美梦，天使神都齐齐来送赞主尊头，我和耶稣同坐王在天堂，我愿快乐的过程是我天骄和心羡慕，哪里有神光照耀不有自愿长夜幕黑夜你有明天白昼。
请坐。
Please be seated.
神的国不但在将来，也是在现在。
God's kingdom is not only just for the future, it's also now.
有神同在，有神作为的地方，就是神的国。
Because as long as God abides and where he is, that there is God's kingdom.
我们每一个人的生活，我们的内心都可以是神的国。
And each of our lives in our inner hearts can be God's kingdom.
我们的家也可以成为神的国。
And our family and our house, homes can be God's kingdom.
有神统治的地方，它一定是美好的。是甜美的。
And where there is God's system and kingdom, it must be sweet.
今天早上跟现在，我们都在强调着家。
And not only in the morning, but also now, we are emphasizing on home.
因为这实在是一个这实在是一个影响我们整个人生的一个重要的单位。
Because home is something that influences every aspect of our lives.
在忙碌的当中。我们绝对不可以忽略了我们的家。
And so when in our busy lives, let's not neglect our homes.
我们要为我们的家祷告。
We have to pray for our homes.
我们为了彼此的家，我们来代祷。
And let's pray for each other's homes.
愿在神的应许祝福里头，我们都能够来回到来建设我们甜美的家。
And so may God help us in building our homes.
所以要回家。要建设甜美的家。
So that we can build up sweet homes.
那相信在神的恩典怜悯之下，我们有这个有这样的这样的恩赐，这样的力量来建设甜美的家。
And I'm sure that under His compassion, we can have the power and strength to build up such homes.
不但是在现在而且是在将来。
Not only now, but also in the future.
那我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's now make our concluding prayer.
我们继续为一些我们的弟兄姐妹、慕道朋友代祷。
And let's continue to pray for our brothers and sisters and friends.
也为明天下午的福音茶会祷告。
As well as tomorrow's Chinese Evangelical Outreach.
那我们要接受按手祷告的，可以到前面来。
And those who are willing to receive the laying of hands can come forward.